Welcome back to Inside Games, the only gaming news show brave enough to celebrate a household name in gaming leaving the industry.
Normally we pour one out when we lose a gaming OG, but Activision Blizzard CEO Bobby Kotick is more of a PU.
Nice, burn him up.
How's it going, right?
The 30-year Activision veteran became enemy number one in gaming circles due to a lot that we're going to cover in this episode. When Microsoft announced their Activision Blizzard acquisition back in early 2022, many hoped that it'd be the end of a run that resulted in multiple sexual discrimination lawsuits.
Now that the acquisition is finally going through, turns out the answer is yes. Now World of Warcraft and Call of Duty will be good again, right?
Yes, of course. And sexual harassment is done. We've beat it.
Knocked it out. We got him, everybody.
Hey, it's obviously not that simple. We're just joking around. In addition to covering the news about the merger and Kotick's departure, we're also going to take a look at Kotick's career and speculate about the future of Activision Blizzard.
Yes, the gears of change are a-spinning. Lots to cover here, so we'll start with hopefully our last acquisition update right after we hear from today's sponsor, Dungeon Hunter 6.
Inside Games is sponsored by Dungeon Hunter 6. Dungeon Hunter 6 is a free-to-play mobile action RPG with a unique hero collector feature and an awesome fantasy style. The gameplay is fast-paced hack and slash with various builds and skills to utilize as you fight giant bosses. And it's free to play, so download it now using the link in our description or scan the QR code on your screen if you're watching on a PC. Now, of course, in Dungeon Hunter 6, you can kill bosses, but for every boss you want to defeat, the game has a unique mechanism by which you can not only loot, ride, and fly them, but summon those bosses, up to three of them, onto the battlefield to become members of your squad. There are over 100 uniquely designed bosses to conquer and explore, and new classes and units updated monthly, so the fun of utilizing them in battle is endless. So if you want to give Dungeon Hunter 6 a try, download the game right now for free on both Android and iOS. Use our link in the description or scan the QR code if you're watching on a PC. You get a special starter pack worth $50 if you use our link. It gives you 10 summoning scrolls, one SSR lieutenant, the demonic wolf, and one accessory pack. You can also use your game account to enter the launch lucky spin event for free to win great prizes like iPhone 15 Pro Max, PS5, Apple Watch, and more starting October 15th. Check out our description for details and enjoy Dungeon Hunter 6. Thanks for the support, Dungeon Hunter 6. Now, the moment everyone's been waiting for, the last time we hear about the back and forth Activision Blizzard deal.
Microsoft has finally fully acquired Activision Blizzard, capping off a seemingly eternal saga in which Microsoft battled regulators around the world for the right to own Candy Crush and some other games.
Xbox boss Phil Spencer triumphantly made the announcement in a blog post welcoming the legendary teams to Xbox.
Oh, there's a whole smarmy YouTube video, too.
Yeah, it's really smarmy.
Yeah, it's really building up to something. Phil Spencer also made sure to note that players on other platforms, PC, PlayStation, and Nintendo, quote, are welcome here. That's a nod to concessions that Microsoft had to make over this whole process to keep big franchises like Call of Duty on competing platforms in order to get regulatory approval.
But with any acquisition comes change, and we're already starting to see the impact of this mega merger. Like we said before, Bobby Kotick, the long-running CEO of Activision and one of the most controversial figures in gaming, to put it mildly, is leaving.
Kotick, who led Activision for more than 30 years and led its merger with Blizzard, will be stepping down at the beginning of next year.
Jason Schreier at Bloomberg reported that Kotick will step down on January 1st of 2024. And you know who's really happy about that? People who work for Bobby Kotick.
Been a couple of rough years, yeah. Schreier talked to several employees who are, quote, very excited for this deal to go through because of the leadership change. I think it's assumed that Kotick will probably take some of the other C-suite with him. So hopefully, you know, the new boss isn't quite the same as the old boss.
Very happy for those employees over there. Kotick became extremely disliked in many circles in 2021 after a lawsuit from the state of California that alleged a frat boy culture at Activision Blizzard, where sexual harassment and pay disparity were rampant. That suit settled in March of 2022 for $18 million.
Yeah, and then there was that other lawsuit from the U.S. federal government, the SEC, that accused Activision Blizzard of failing to, quote, implement necessary controls to collect and review employee complaints about workplace misconduct, which left it without the means to determine whether larger issues existed that needed to be disclosed to investors.
Yeah, because who cares until it affects the investors, right, Lawrence?
Yeah, right. That's the American way.
So that suit settled in February of 2022 for $35 million. God bless America.
Hey, just for fun, little fun clown math for you. Both of these suits total $53 million, and that's just 0.07% of the value their company just got acquired for. So, you know, God bless America.
Yeah. Both those lawsuits followed a Wall Street Journal report which charged that Kotick didn't act on hundreds of abuse allegations within the company. And he kept the company's board of directors in the dark about it as well.
That news led to an employee walkout and calls for Kotick's resignation. Bobby hung on to his job, but the controversy weakened Activision Blizzard, and when Microsoft came calling with a giant offer of $69 billion, the company's board of directors all jumped on it.
That also led to a lawsuit from the city of New York, who claimed the deal allowed, quote, Kotick and his fellow directors a means to escape liability for their egregious breaches of fiduciary duty. Apparently, New York City's employee retirement system had investments in Activision at the time.
Yeah, just, man, one domino hits another and it keeps going. We're getting a little in the weeds. There's lawsuits left and right. Point is, it got really messy really fast, and it was just a real nosedive at the end of Kotick's long career.
Hey, you know what? Don't feel bad for Kotick, though. Nobody is. Nobody is. because now that the acquisition has gone through, this is makes me just so upset. He stands to make a cool $375 million.
Oh, it'll get worse because we got some more clown math for you. So here, hey, let's have some more fun, huh? The total amount that Activision Blizzard had to pay out in damages, that $53 million, and that's for decades of systemic sexual harassment, that's just 14.1% of Bobby Kotick's individual bonus for just this acquisition.
Still, you have to give the devil his due. You don't. Throughout much of the 90s, Activision stock was trading at less than a dollar a share. Kotick turned it into a behemoth, which was later sold for billions of dollars on the backs of hundreds of people abused. And also, so many employees were not paid correctly.
It's capitalism, baby. And speaking of, if you look at this whole thing like a total sociopath, Kotick also managed to dodge both state and federal lawsuits, which settled for laughably small amounts of money. And he managed to get acquired while those lawsuits were going on.
I guess that's impressive, even if Kotick's tactics leave a lot to be desired. And that's to say the very least here.
Yeah, unfortunately, humanity doesn't really enter into the Business Hall of Fame. So that sucks. but now everybody's wondering what's going to happen now that Phil Spencer and Microsoft have another Infinity Stone. Now that Kotick's out, we all get Call of Duty for free, right?
You bet. Oh, wait, no. Kotick's got one parting shot for you, other than the $375 million he took. You'll still have to buy Modern Warfare 3.
Damn it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it sucks. In a tweet earlier this month, Activision told fans that they won't start adding games to Game Pass until sometime next year, of course, after they've sold enough Call of Duties.
Another possibility, and this one is much more grave, layoffs. As Activision Blizzard's operations are absorbed into Microsoft, both of those companies have full publishing wings, and those publishing wings are probably going to have a few, what are they called, redundancies.
Oh, man. Those are people. We didn't see immediate layoffs when Microsoft acquired Bethesda back in March of 2021. And that company published their own games as well.
Yeah, but that was then. 2021 was a while ago. We've absolutely seen Bethesda layoffs in 2023.
Good point. Now that Xbox has spent all their birthday money, they're probably going to spend the next few years looking for efficiencies in payroll, especially because the economy sucks. Also, they don't have to look like the good guy anymore now that the acquisition is a done deal.
I think Phil Spencer always is a little image conscious.
Yeah.
But the parade has shut down. They don't have to pretend for the FTC anymore. So, yeah, if you work at Activision Publishing or even QA, give that resume a once over.
Analysts say that the impact of the merger will be huge across the industry. Canton Games CEO Serkan Toto told GamesIndustry.biz that we'll see, quote, a significantly changed video game industry once the two companies are fully integrated.
He added that in the U.S., we only have two big publicly traded video game studios left. And even those have been perpetual acquisition targets for several years now.
I know Disney's been looking to buy EA. I don't know if you saw that one.
Yeah.
weird. And while Microsoft has touted this merger as being good for gamers, whenever there's a lot of consolidation in a particular industry, consumers don't always benefit. But we will have to wait and see.
Yeah, in this case, theoretically, we're putting our faith in the Microsoft Titan to squeeze some more preferable treatment out of Sony, but they have to actually put up a fight first. So we're still waiting on that one.
IDG Consulting's VP of Consulting, Emily Avera, compared the merger to another big mashup, Marvel, Pixar, and Lucasfilm under Disney in terms of cultural footprint.
Quote, Phil Spencer's vision has consistently been about transforming Xbox from a console-centric brand to a content-first platform, emphasizing player engagement over console sales, she said.
But it is time to hear from the real analysts, Lawrence. That's you and I.
right. The real saucy takes. Where do you see this going, Bruce? It's tough. There's so many angles. There's the business side. There's the consumer side. There's the employee side. There's just the general balance of the game industry side. There's so much to think about. How do you think this is going to turn out? What do you think the biggest impact is going to be?
So for employees, I do think it's really good that Kotick's leaving, obviously, because he's damaged goods and has been for years and years. So I'm very glad he's going to be leaving because I think I don't want him in this industry anymore. I would like to not see him. However, I am also afraid for the employees because there may be layoffs like we talked about, and that's probably going to happen because it's 2023. If this were 2025, we might be able to avoid that, but unfortunately, that's not going to happen. So I do feel bad for people over there. For gamers, I know it's crazy, but I still sort of trust Phil Spencer. I do trust that he's trying to do the right thing by us and also make money, because I know he runs a company, obviously. So I think Phil Spencer, in the position he's in now, is not going to completely screw us. He will raise the price of Game Pass, or he's going to tier it out like PS Plus. But for the time being, I trust Phil, and I think Phil's going to try and do some good stuff. Hopefully. Yeah, this is going to come back to bite me in the ass. I'm sure of it.
No, I mean, I think you're right, Bruce. I think this is Phil very clear or has a vision for the future of Xbox that was said a little austerely by the previous analyst. But yeah, he wants to make Game Pass just a bundle of games that you can access on any glowing screen. This means that he's got the best possible shot at making that happen. So if he can't make Game Pass such a value that people are willing to sign up for it in droves, then the entire model is just not going to work. Like, if it can't work now, how can it? So I like that. I like that he's got his shot, and that that is what is the competition to Sony's more higher-priced boutique kind of outlet. I'm glad that we have both. Because now it's going to be all Microsoft, all Activision, and most of EA, because EA, whatever it's called, Access is in there. So that's a baffling amount of games. It might be too much for people to even wrap their heads around, to be like, it's just this cloud of stuff. What gets me, though, from the consumer side of things, is that I'm worried that there will be this march towards Game Pass actually being second class to early access and premium versions of the game that are sold individually. Because Microsoft is already starting to do that. They did that they're doing it with Forza Motorsport. They did it with Starfield. Activision has been doing that too with Call of Duty. They have like early access windows and
Diablo.
Yeah, Diablo was another one. Yeah, you had to pay $90 to get 5 days early access. So annoyingly, their strategies already overlap. And to me, it just is continuing down Game Pass not being the premium service that it's supposed to be. It's more the bulk service that like Netflix used to be. And I think people might be burned out on that, on paying X amount of dollars for truckloads of games that you spend more time scrolling through to figure out what to play than actually playing. So that might be where it actually runs into a brick wall, and all this money was an experiment that it turns out the human mind just doesn't want to accept. So
I'm glad you mentioned people getting burned out on that, because that's why I think that they're going to do the tiered system, because I think they're going to go like, the $10 is all the indie games, and then a couple cool ones, and then $15 is the Starfields and the Fallouts, and then $20 is Call of Duty. Like, that's what I think it's going to happen. But
different bundles? Oh, man. The Gamer Premium bundle?
I think so.
I guess you're right. If there was, like, an ultra-premium Game Pass that included the early access windows, then it would actually be day one.
Oh, no. $30, $40 a month.
It would probably be something like $35 a month. I could see people paying that. I mean, if they actually have a AAA release every month and you can't actually play it as soon as it's playable, you might end up saving money. But that's if Activision actually launches games. They stopped doing that for a while.
Well, you know what? We are pleased to announce that these patrons, these people support our Inside Games Patreon. We call them our patrons. And they have just been added to Game Pass as well. Like everything else. Not Gak, Alex Stone, Mason Hoover, Talia Monochrome, Xander, and Pitstrip. Welcome to Game Pass Tier 1.
Yeah, meanwhile, these patrons are only available through Patron Early Access, which, unfortunately, you have to watch a few more episodes of Inside Games to unlock. That's Loveless, Nick Calderon, Scotty Ryan, Ray Pichardo, Ricardo Lopez, and Mark Fletcher.
And of course, before we go, here is the best meme ever. In between Folding Thugs in Half and RoboCop Rogue City, he's enforcing his Corpo Overlord's will in other ways, like Bobby Kotick would do.
Can't riff too hard on that one. Our hearts truly go out to anyone that's fucking getting laid off. Hopefully, if RoboCop busts through the wall to give you your papers, that would make it a little bit cooler.
I was going to say, yeah, I know we made jokes about Kotick, but just to be very, very clear, I'm very glad he's gone, and I hope that his stink will be out of the building quickly, because I don't want anybody to feel, you know, like garbage, and that we're joking about their situation over at Activision.